The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Tomatoes are one of those plants that will give you a sign, a very evident sign, when something is going terribly wrong. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer and the pest patrol expert on PlantersPlace.com, and I want to talk to you about some of the viruses and pests that might be attacking your tomatoes this season. While I'm quick to acknowledge that there really isn't such thing as a normal season, this year is throwing a few unusual curveballs our way. Spring came earlier than I ever remember. I was able to work in the garden as soon as March, which is practically unheard of in our region. But it wasn't smooth sailing. We had plenty of nights of very chilly temperatures that slowed down growth of anything that I put in early unless it was covered. But when the warmer periods arrived, it made vegetables grow exponentially. As a result, any early season crops such as spinaches, radishes, and some of the lettuce were already done. And the pests are certainly thriving in the mild temperatures. I've never had so many complaints about aphids, and the thrip population seems to be off the charts. I saw them early on in the crocuses and have heard many reports of people having problems with them already. Now, I think they might be one of the causes for the leaf deformation in one of my tomato plants. I grafted a Nebraska wedding ring variety to the Maxifort rootstock and have been keeping it in the greenhouse. While the tomato plant is big and robust, the leaves look horrible. After doing a bit of research, which will make your eyes cross, one possibility is it's the tomato spotted wilt virus due to a thrip infestation. The thrips have been terrible this year. Thrips spread the virus to the plants, and the leaves, as a result, become mottled and sometimes curled. The other possibility is the tobacco mosaic virus, which is not spread by thrips, but stays in the soil and is spread through contact. Tobacco mosaic virus is one of the most common types of viruses that affect tomatoes, so there's a good possibility this could be the problem. I almost hope it's the spotted wilt virus instead of mosaic virus, because tomato mosaic virus will stay in the soil for years and can be problematic for any plants in the Solanaceae family, such as peppers, potatoes, and eggplants. Either way, it doesn't look good for the tomato plant. If the virus doesn't kill it outright very soon, it will deform the tomatoes and reduce the amount of fruit produced. As much as I hate to pull out such an enormous plant, that's what I have to do. I have a second grafted tomato in the greenhouse, and I certainly don't want the virus, whichever one it is, to harm that plant. I also have my precious Carmen sweet peppers in the greenhouse and definitely don't want to lose them. When I pull the tomato plant, I'll place it in a plastic bag and throw it in the trash. It won't go in the compost heap because the tomato mosaic virus can withstand fairly high temperatures. So even if you have a compost pile that is cooking along nicely, it probably won't kill the virus. That said, I should probably get out there and pull it before I'm distracted by another task. It's always terrible to lose a plant, especially a grafted tomato, but it's better to be harsh now than to lose the whole bunch to them. Well, tomatoes will often give you those signs. If you have other questions about why your leaves are curling or what might be going on, take a look at the Pest Patrol blog on PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.